Paper 30, Section 4. The Ascending Mortals. While the mortal survivors of time and space are denominated ascending pilgrims when accredited for the progressive ascent to paradise, these evolutionary creatures occupy such an important place in these narratives that we here desire to present a synopsis of the following seven stages of the ascending universe career. 1. Planetary mortals. 2. Sleeping survivors. 3. Mansion world students. 4. Morantia progressors. 5. Super universe warts. 6. Havona pilgrims. 7. Paradise arrivals. The following narrative presents the universe career of an adjuster and welt mortal. The sun and spirit-fused mortals share portions of this career, but we have elected to tell this story as it pertains to the adjuster-fused mortals, for such a destiny may be anticipated by all of the human races of Urantia. 1. Planetary mortals. Mortals are all animal-origin evolutionary beings of ascendant potential. In origin, nature, and destiny, these various groups and types of human beings are not wholly unlike the Urantia peoples. The human races of each world receive the same ministry of the sons of God, and enjoy the presence of the ministering spirits of time. After natural death, all types of ascenders fraternize as one Urantia family on the mansion worlds. 2. Sleeping survivors. All mortals of survival status, in the custody of personal guardians of destiny, pass through the portals of natural death, and, on the third period, personalize on the mansion worlds. Those accredited beings, who have, for any reason, been unable to attain that level of intelligence, mastery, and endowment of spirituality which would entitle them to personal guardians, cannot thus immediately and directly go to the mansion worlds. Such surviving souls must rest in unconscious sleep until the judgment day of a new epoch, a new dispensation, the coming of a Son of God, to call the rolls of the age and adjudicate the realm, and this is the general practice throughout all Nibbidon. It was said of Christ Michael that, when he ascended on high, at the conclusion of his work on earth, he led a great multitude of captives. And these captives were the sleeping survivors from the days of Adam to the day of the Master's resurrection on Urantia. The passing of time is of no moment to sleeping mortals. They are wholly unconscious and oblivious to the length of their rest. On reassembly of personality at the end of an age, those who have slept 5,000 years will react no differently than those who have rested 5 days. Aside from this time delay, these survivors pass on through the ascension regime identically with those who avoid the longer or shorter sleep of death. These dispensational classes of world pilgrims are utilized for group Urantia activities in the work of the local universes. There is a great advantage in the mobilization of such enormous groups. They are thus kept together for long periods of effective service. 3. Mansion World Students. All surviving mortals who reawaken on the mansion worlds belong to this class. The physical body of mortal flesh is not a part of the reassembly of the sleeping survivor. The physical body has returned to dust. The seraphim of assignment sponsors the new body, the Urantia form, as the new life vehicle for the immortal soul and for the indwelling of the returned adjuster. The adjuster is the custodian of the spirit transcript of the mind of the sleeping survivor. The assigned seraphim is the keeper of the surviving identity, the immortal soul, as far as it has evolved. And when these two, the adjuster and the seraphim, reunite their personality trusts, the new individual constitutes the resurrection of the old personality, the survival of the evolving Urantia identity of the soul. Such a reassociation of soul and adjuster is quite properly called a resurrection, a reassembly of personality factors. But even this does not entirely explain the reappearance of the surviving personality. Though you will probably never understand the fact of such an inexplicable transaction, you will sometime experientially know the truth of it if you do not reject the plan of mortal survival. The plan of initial mortal detention on seven worlds of progressive training is nearly universal in Urvantan. In each local system of approximately 1,000 inhabited planets, there are 7 mansion worlds, usually satellites or subsatellites of the system capital. They are the receiving worlds for the majority of ascending mortals. Sometimes all training worlds of mortal residents are called universe mansions, and it was to such spheres that Jesus alluded when he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." From here on, within a given group of spheres, like the mansion worlds, ascenders will progress individually from one sphere to another, and from one phase of life to another, but they will always advance from one stage of universe study to another in class formation. 4. Moransha Progressors. From the mansion worlds on up through the spheres of the system, constellation, and the universe, mortals are classed as Moransha Progressors. They are traversing the transition spheres of mortal ascension. As the ascending mortals progress from the lower to the higher of the Moransha worlds, they serve on countless assignments in association with their teachers and in company with their more advanced and senior brethren. Moransha progression pertains to continuing advancement of intellect, spirit, and personality form. Survivors are still 3-natured beings. Throughout the entire Moransha experience, they are wards of the local universe. The regime of the super universe does not function until the spirit career begins. Mortals acquire real spirit identity just before they leave the local universe headquarters for the receiving worlds of the minor sectors of the super universe. Passing from the final Moransha stage to the first or lowest spirit status is but a slight transition. The mind, personality, and character are unchanged by such an advance. Only does the form undergo modification. But the spirit form is just as real as the Moransha body, and it is equally discernible. Before departing from their native local universes for the super universe receiving worlds, the mortals of time are recipients of spirit confirmation from the Creator Son and the local universe Mother Spirit. From this point on, the status of the ascending mortal is forever settled. Super universe wards have never been known to go astray. Ascending seraphim are also advanced in angelic standing at the time of their departure from the local universes. 5. Super universe wards. All ascenders arriving on the training worlds of the super universe has become the wards of the Ancients of Days. They have traversed the Moransha life of the local universe and are now accredited spirits. As young spirits, they begin the ascension of the super universe system of training and culture, extending from the receiving spheres of their minor sector in through the study worlds of the 10 major sectors, and onto the higher cultural spheres of the super universe headquarters. There are 3 orders of student spirits in accordance with their sojourn upon the minor sector, major sectors, and the super universe headquarters worlds of spirit progression. As Moransha ascenders studied and worked on the worlds of the local universe, so spirit ascenders continue to master new worlds while they practice at giving out to others that which they have imbibed at the experiential founts of wisdom. But going to school as a spirit being in the super universe career is very unlike anything that has ever entered the imaginative realms of the material mind of man. Before leaving the super universe for Havona, these ascending spirits receive the same thorough course in super universe management that they received during their Moransha experience in local universe supervision. Before spirit mortals reach Havona, their chief study, but not exclusive occupation, is the mastery of local and super universe administration. The reason for all of this experience is not now fully apparent, but no doubt such training is wise and necessary in view of their possible future destiny as members of the core of the finality. The super universe regime is not the same for all ascending mortals. They receive the same general education, but special groups and classes are carried through special courses of instruction and are put through specific courses of training. 6. Havona Pilgrims. When spirit development is complete, even though not replete, then the surviving mortal prepares for the long flight to Havona, the haven of evolutionary spirits. On Earth you were a creature of flesh and blood. Through the local universe you were a Moransha being. Through the super universe you were an evolving spirit. With your arrival on the receiving worlds of Havona, your spiritual education begins in reality and in earnest. Your eventual appearance on paradise will be as a perfected spirit. The journey from the Super Universe headquarters to the Havona receiving spheres is always made alone. From now on, no more class or group instruction will be administered. You are through with the technical and administrative training of the evolutionary worlds of time and space. Now begins your personal education, your individual spiritual training. From first to last, throughout all Havona, the instruction is personal and threefold in nature: intellectual, spiritual, and experiential. The first act of your Havona career will be to recognize and thank your transport Sakanafim for the long and safe journey. Then you are presented to those beings who will sponsor your early Havona activities. Next, you go to register your arrival and prepare your message of thanksgiving and adoration for dispatch to the Creator Son of your local universe, the Universe Father, who made possible your sonship career. This concludes the formalities of the Havona arrival, whereupon you recorded a long period of leisure for free observation, and this affords opportunity for looking up your friends, fellows, and associates of the long ascension experience. You may also consult the broadcasts to ascertain who of your fellow pilgrims have departed for Havona since the time of your leaving Uversa. The fact of your arrival on the receiving worlds of Havona will be duly transmitted to the headquarters of your local universe and personally conveyed to your seraphic guardian, wherever that seraphim may chance to be. The ascendant mortals have been thoroughly trained in the affairs of the evolutionary worlds of space. Now they begin their long and profitable contact with the created spheres of perfection. What a preparation for some future work is afforded by this combined, unique, and extraordinary experience. But I cannot tell you about Havona. You must see these worlds to appreciate their glory or to understand their grandeur. 7. Paradise Arrivals. On reaching paradise with residential status, you begin the progressive course in divinity and absonity. Your residence on paradise signifies that you have found God and that you are to be mustered into the mortal core of the finality. Of all the creatures of the grand universe, only those who are father-fused are mustered into the mortal core of the finality. Only such individuals take the finaliter oath. Other beings of paradise perfection or attainment may be temporarily attached to this finality core, but they are not of eternal assignment to the unknown and unrevealed mission of this accumulating host of the evolutionary and perfected veterans of time and space. Paradise arrivals are accorded a period of freedom, after which they begin their associations with the seven groups of the primary Supernafim. They are designated paradise graduates when they have finished their course with the conductors of worship, and then, as finaliters, are assigned an observational and cooperative service to the ends of the far-flung creation. As yet, there seems to be no specific or settled employment for the mortal core of finaliters, though they serve in many capacities on worlds settled in light and life. If there should be no future or unrevealed destiny for the mortal core of the finality, the present assignment of these ascendant beings would be altogether adequate and glorious. Their present destiny wholly justifies the universal plan of evolutionary ascent. But the future ages of the evolution of the spheres of outer space will undoubtedly further elaborate and with more repleteness divinely illuminate the wisdom and loving kindness of the gods in the execution of their divine plan of human survival and mortal ascension. This narrative, together with what has been revealed to you and with what you may acquire in connection with instruction respecting your own world, presents an outline of the career of an ascending mortal. The story varies considerably in the different super-universes, but this recital affords a glimpse of the average plan of mortal progression, as it is operative in the local universe of Nibbidon, and in the seventh segment of the grand universe, the super-universe of Orvanton. Sponsored by a mighty messenger from Uversa.